I asked Sherry to go ahead and lead us in prayer. So, you gonna see here.
Thank you. Morning, everyone. I'm just going to open up in prayer. Lord, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for everyone here, Lord, and I just pray that everything I say is by the Holy Spirit, and it's not me. And I just pray that everyone here can open their hearts and receive, and just pray a blessing on everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's see. I had a couple things I wanted to share first. If you can turn to Mark 11:22. Okay, then Jesus said to his disciples, "Have faith in God. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, 'May God lift you up and throw you into the sea,' and your command will be obeyed. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. But when you are praying, first, forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins also." Okay, let's see here. Have to bear with me for a minute. Okay, if you can turn to John 14, verse 15 and 16. Okay, "If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth." And verse 26. "But when the Father sends the counselor as my representative, and by the counselor I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I myself have told you." Okay, let's see. I was reading this book this week, and I just wanted to share a few things in it. On Proverbs 25, it says, "Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out." And counsel means answers. And the Holy Spirit is our counselor, and it means that he is our answer giver. When faced with a question or difficulty, we can look to this great counselor within, and he will enlighten us with the answer. And when you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and he is our counselor, and Jesus is in us, and everything that you need is within you. I just wanted to read a couple things out of here. "Many try in vain to get God to pour out or send something down from heaven that will change their situation. Because they have failed to realize that their help is within them, the Holy Spirit is within them. Any Christian who dies prematurely of sickness died with healing in them, for the healer was in them. Any Christian who failed financially with a provider in them." And if you put a 100-pound man next to a 250-pound weightlifter, the 100-pound man couldn't say, "Well, he's got more muscle than me." No, they have the exact same number of muscles in their bodies, but the weightlifter just developed his, and since he developed them, he was able to use them and accomplish things that the 100-pound man couldn't. The same thing is true spiritually. A believer who fails doesn't fail because he lacks spiritual ability. He fails because he fails to develop the spiritual ability that he possesses. It's not an issue of what you possess, but rather how much you develop what you possess, because everyone has the same thing when we're born again inside of them, and we need to develop what God has given us. Yeah, if you fail to act and speak in joy at times of trials and temptations and tests, It's because you've forgotten the one who is within you. If you're troubled by the circumstances around you and the tax upon you, it's because you've forgotten that the greater one is within you. You've forgotten the great well of salvation that's in you. So, like if you go through financial difficulties, there's been some times that we've been through some things, and if you just have peace that God is your provider and everything's going to be taken care of, you always have to remember that he's in you and that he's going to take care of you. So does anyone have any prayer requests? Okay. Well, I'm thankful for Haskell's mother-in-law. It reminds me of the story. When Jesus healed the blind man, he took him out of the city because there wasn't any faith in the city. And he healed him, and he told him, do not go back to the city because there's not faith. You have to believe without any doubt in your mind. So. No prayer requests? Anyone need healing? Okay. Matt?
Very good. Amen. 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 You know, it's really great to see folks step out, isn't it? It is. Thank you very much, Sherry. You know, and I'll be periodically asking different people to come up and lead prayer and like that. But I do appreciate you doing that. It does stretch you, doesn't it? Amen? You know, I didn't really prepare anything. But, you know, one of the things that I'm kind of being impressed upon right now is that as I was sitting there and Sherry was talking, seems like the Lord is saying, I want to move on their behalf. And, you know, when I hear that, you go, you know what? God wants to do something on your behalf. And that is a powerful thing. And, you know, when Sherry's going, is there any prayer requests? I'm going, you know, there's a lot of things that I can think of that I want to see God do. I want to see him save different people. I want to go into that heavenly place with my wife and get some answers for some people, right? You know, last night the boys were at a party or something, birthday party somewhere, and on a little side note, I heard that they were watching a movie and they were assigning names to different people, and I won't even say who they assigned me with, but that was Ben's idea. I thought it was kind of funny, but I enjoyed listening to their experience at the party. But now I forgot what I was talking about. Lily's going, no. Yeah, I remember who they assigned you to. Yeah, I was going, wow. All right, well, let me get back on track. I'm getting sidetracked here. But last night, Bridge and I had some time, you know, and we were on the internet watching some videos of some people talk about God and like that. And you know, I told her, I go, hey, it doesn't really get any better than this. We're sitting there in the Lazy Boy with a blanket watching people talk about God, and I'm going, this is great. This is great. It doesn't really get any better than that. And we were talking about, you know what, we need to get into that place where God is and get some answers for people. Amen. And further the kingdom. But this morning, what I sense is that God wants to move on your behalf. And partly, a large part of that is the love of God, the love that he has for each one of us. And, you know, I've been talking to the pastor about different things. One of the things that God has laid on my heart, and I'll just share this briefly with you before we maybe pray a little bit, is that, and I think I mentioned this to Cassie, is that, you know, as Christians, when God moves on our behalf, one of the things that we don't want to do is take credit for any of that. You know, in Corinthians, it says love pretty much doesn't seek its own, and it's not puffed up. And the example that I gave was that, you know, what God showed me is that you wouldn't see the girls, one of their girls back there, come up to you and go, "Hey, I drove the family here this morning." And, you know, you wouldn't see Sophia going, "Hey, I drove Mark and Cassie here, Mom and Dad here this morning." You wouldn't see that. And, you know, you would look at that and you go, "That's ludicrous." And, you know, when we try to take credit for something, when we try to take credit for something that God has done, he looks at that and he goes, "That's ludicrous." Right? But he also goes, "You know what? I don't really share my glory with you folks. I don't do that." And we have to be very careful, you know, that we walk in love and we go, "You know what? I just don't want to have pride. I want to stay away from pride." But more than that, love motivates us to go, "I want to make sure God gets all the credit." And when we talk about the goodness of God and all, everything like that, we've got to say, "You know what? Maybe I prayed for somebody and I saw him got healed, but maybe we should go, you know what? God led me to pray to this person. When I obeyed God, they healed that person." We have to be very careful how we use the word "I" and "me" and all that. Okay, and that was one thing that God impressed upon me this week. As we see God move in this church and in our lives, let's make extra sure that we're motivated by love. Okay? Amen? All right, Father, we thank you for your presence here this morning, Lord God. I sense your presence here this morning. And Lord, we submit and surrender to you today. Father, I just pray for the leadership of this church, for the praise and worship team, Father, that you continue, Lord, to work in their lives and give them revelation beyond whatever they can ask or think, Father. We thank and praise you for that, Lord. I just ask that you bless your people. Give them revelation of you, Father, and we thank and praise you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.